Blog Talk Radio.
Da, 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 da. I was meant to fly. Oh, 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 oh. I was living for today, not caring about tomorrow.
Oh.
Living off what people say and giving all the power to the things that were only gonna bring me to my knees. I saw people turn their backs and leave me. And on that very day, I started believing that in the mirror was the only friend that I would ever need.
Pierre Show on HYH Radio, and I'm your host, Yvonne Pierre. One in every 800 babies is born with Down syndrome. There are four types of Down syndrome: trisomy 21, mosaic, translocation, and mosaic translocation. Although mosaic and translocation are rare forms of Down syndrome, there are many parallel milestones. Today's topic is understanding mosaic Down syndrome. And our guest today is Christy Calvin. Excuse me. Christy is an advocate, a president, and founder of International Mosaic Down Syndrome Association. Christy is a wife and mother of five children. Her third son, Tim, who is now 21, was diagnosed with mosaic Down syndrome. I have a wealth of questions for Christy, so let's go ahead and get started. Hi, Christy.
Hi, Yvonne. Thanks for having me.
How are you?
I am fine. I have a little bit of a cough today, so we're going to hope that I don't cough during our show.
We're going to get through it.
Mm-hmm.
What is mosaic Down syndrome?
Well, mosaic Down syndrome is a rare form of Down syndrome where a percentage of cells have the extra chromosome, 21, that's found in Down syndrome, and the remaining cells are unaffected. It happens during or after conception when the cells are beginning to divide.
Okay. So what's the, what are the similar milestones that kids with mosaic have versus trisomy 21?
Okay, children with mosaic Down syndrome, and we'll just talk about the babies and children for milestones, of course, because that's where we all focus on. A baby with mosaic Down syndrome can still have all the exact same delays as a child with Down syndrome, but most of the time, in our research, we have found that they may crawl or sit or walk a few months before a child with Down syndrome would. But then when it comes to their speech, we have found that children with mosaic Down syndrome have a more of a speech delay and even a different speech delay. We're trying to find out exactly what all that is through our research. But typically, they are a little bit more advanced, even though they still have the same delays. It's just they're meeting those milestones a few more months ahead of time.
Okay. And can you look at, like with Trisomy 21, which is what my son Zion has, can you look at a child with mosaic and tell that they have Down syndrome?
Sometimes you can, but in most cases you can't. Most cases, a child with mosaic Down syndrome is going to have a few slight features. And they're so slight that unless you have a very trained eye and you know you're looking what you're looking for, you don't really realize that it's there. So it just depends on the individual. And as the child grows, because the unaffected cells reproduce at a faster rate than the cells that are affected, most of the time those characteristics mysteriously just kind of disappear. And so it just, you know, and it depends on if the doctor that's looking at the child knows what they're looking for.
Did Tim, your son, did he have, could you look at him and tell if he had Down syndrome or not?
Well, when he was first diagnosed, because Tim wasn't diagnosed till he was 2.5 years old, and the reason why he was diagnosed was because he had a speech delay. He was delayed as a baby with crawling and walking. Walking was more delayed. He didn't walk until he was 17 months old, and that's because I sat down and made him walk. But he didn't have strong physical characteristics. And as a mother, you know, we don't see anything wrong with our perfect little angels. And so I didn't know. I mean, I had no indication at all. He had, his pediatrician once said, before he was diagnosed, she said, you know, every time I look at him, I think about Down syndrome. But he can't have Down syndrome because he's doing so well. And so he did not really have very many characteristics. He had the eyes, you know, like the almond-shaped eyes were a little there. He doesn't have the single crease in either of his palms. He is very small, back then especially, was very small. He had a thyroid problem that we didn't know about, and he didn't grow for several years. So the physical characteristics were there, but they were so slight that we just didn't know about it.
So he was diagnosed at 2,
mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yeah.
So, you know, like for me, well, for us, we found out immediately after Zion was born. After 2 years of not knowing and then finding out 2 years later, what was your reaction?
Well, of course, at first I was shocked, like I think most parents are.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was very angry because it took this long for the diagnosis, and I was thinking, oh, my gosh, you know, I could have had all this great service for him and maybe he wouldn't be as delayed as he is and all that. And then I was worried about what it meant for Tim because, you know, I think we all are at first. But then I stopped and I had to remind myself that the actual diagnosis hadn't changed who Tim was.
Right.
And the only thing that really had changed was that I knew why he wasn't talking like he should. I knew about the diagnosis. Those cells had always been there, but the only thing that changed is I knew about it. But I was still struggling with all of the information, of course. And I decided finally that for the past 2.5 years, I had treated him like any other 2-year-old. I expected him to behave like a 2-year-old, which isn't a big expectation. Let's face it, they're 2. And,
right.
But they're not going to behave like anybody would really want them to. But I expected him to do the other things that 2-year-olds did.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided that there really was no reason to change the way I was raising him. And I thought about it, and I thought, if I did change any way that I'd be raising him, the only thing I'd be doing is putting limitations on him.
Right.
And I felt that, you know, why would I want to limit him from doing anything? And so I finally realized it was a true blessing, even though I was very angry at the time for the late diagnosis. It really was a blessing to not know for the 2.5 years because I got to know my little boy for who he was and not what he had.
That's a great point. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so you had to get to tell your other children.
Yeah.
Sit them down and tell them. He was telling me something that your six-year-old shared with you when you
mm-hmm.
Talked to them about Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you share that?
Yeah. Aaron is my eldest son.
Mm-hmm.
And he was six when Tim was first diagnosed. Now, of course, for weeks I walked around in a daze. I was feeling very sad. I was confused. I didn't know, you know, what any of this meant. We had all these new appointments with therapists and doctors, and things were just absolutely crazy. And I didn't really tell Aaron about the diagnosis. I thought that he was too young to understand it all anyway, because I wasn't understanding it.
Right.
And I didn't want to project all of my worry onto him. But, of course, as you know, children pick up on things no matter how hard we try to protect them.
Right.
And Aaron was no exception to that. And his whole entire life had changed because of the schedule changes and my emotions, no matter how hard I tried to hide them. And he knew that it had something to do with his little brother because we were going everywhere with his little brother. And so I walked around in a fog trying to keep everything as normal as possible for my kids, when inside, of course, I was feeling so torn and pulled in every direction. And finally one night when I was tucking Aaron into bed, and he said, "Mom, is there something wrong with Tim?" And I thought, oh boy, here we go. And I sat down on his bed and I stroked his hair thinking that I needed to comfort my son because I was going to give him this whop of news, you know, and I explained in the simplest terms for a six-year-old to understand that Tim had Mosaic Down syndrome. And I told him he's having trouble talking, and he might have trouble learning. And he looked at me puzzled, and he said, "So he isn't going to die?" And I thought, oh, my gosh. All this time I've been worried about Tim not talking, and his brother's been worried about him dying. And, you know, having a speech problem is not the worst thing that could happen. And for us, that moment, that was our worst thing that was happening, was a speech. Dying was the worst thing that could happen. And Tim wasn't going to die. And I thought, oh, my gosh. So I hugged Aaron as tight as I could possibly hug him that night. I probably squeezed him to death. But I don't think he ever can possibly realize how much he saved me that night. Because in his tiny little 6 years of living, he made me realize the importance of life. And that Tim would be okay no matter what. He wasn't going to die.
Right.
Out of the mouths of babes, right?
Right. I wanted to ask, for other children that have Mosaic, what is the typical, because you can't look at them and tell that they have it, is around two typical, or is there a time span, I guess, when it's a typical age that parents find out that they kids have Mosaic?
Yeah. The typical age, which at least we finally fell into something that was typical. I could at least say that because nothing in our life was typical. The typical age for diagnosis is 1 to 3 years. The reason for this, of course, is because kids with MDS don't show all those physical characteristics, and so it's often missed. And because they typically reach their milestones just a couple of months before a baby with Down syndrome, like in our case, the doctors often are confused, and they don't realize that MDS is possible. A lot of doctors don't even know that MDS even exists. And so, however, we've got that range, and of course we do have several, you know, that are being diagnosed as babies. And because of our advocacy in our organization, more babies are being diagnosed, and we're glad for that because, you know, you need that intervention. But there's also a big group of people that are being diagnosed as an adult, and many times that's because they have more than one child with Down syndrome, and the doctor's going, "Why are you having all these kids with Down syndrome?" You know, and then they test the cells, and they're going, "Oh, you have Mosaic Down syndrome," and they're going, "I wondered why I had trouble in math," you know, and that would be why. And then there's also very many who are diagnosed with Down syndrome, and they actually have Mosaic Down syndrome. We're looking to try to get a definitive actual number through research with that. But the reason why they're being diagnosed with Down syndrome instead of Mosaic Down syndrome is because they're not testing enough cells. When they do a karyotype, and we actually have karyotype information on our website, but when they do the karyotype, they're only looking at about two cells. And when you have two cell lines, one unaffected and one affected, most of the time you're not going to see the mosaicism in it. So there's quite a few that have trisomy 21, and they actually, you know, have MDS. And then there's probably thousands of people who live their lives and they never know that they have MDS at all. And recently we were contacted by a caregiver in another country, and she said she has a client that was 57 years old and always had trouble, many different global troubles, you know, developmentally, but they were just diagnosed with MDS at 57.
Wow. So what would be a good indication, I guess, for parents to say, you know, I need to go ahead and test and see if they have Down syndrome? Like,
well,
for example, when you when the doctor told you, well, he has symptoms. I mean, he has certain features, but we don't think he have Down syndrome. Should the parents then at that point say, you know what, test him anyway?
Yes, very much
okay.
So. And okay. and because the thing is, if we're talking about a child that doesn't have a diagnosis at all, and they are walking around with Mosaic Down syndrome and not knowing it, it is very imperative that they do get that diagnosis. And I know a lot of parents that are like, oh, I don't want a label. It's not about a label. It's about the child's health.
Right.
Because like in my son's case, he was born with a thyroid problem. And he had a thyroid problem all the way up until he was 12, until it was found. And, you know, and we had, you know, major issues, and he didn't grow, and you know, he started passing out and falling on the floor, and that's finally when we got the medicine. But so if there's an indication they have slight characteristics, maybe their child's not developing at the pace that they really should be, any of those troubles, it definitely, I mean, because of the health risk involved with Down syndrome and Mosaic Down syndrome, because it's the exact same health risk, they need to have that diagnosis, without a doubt.
And you wouldn't know what to get them help with as far as speech and other things that come with Down syndrome, other milestones. You wouldn't know how to treat them if you don't get them diagnosed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, because they need that therapy. The therapy that Tim got at 2 years old was wonderful and remarkable. And if he had not had that wonderful speech therapy that he did have, he would probably still have a speech problem. But he doesn't have a speech problem now. But at 2 years old, his speech was horrible, even for a two-year-old.
Right.
And so, you know, he only had 25 words, and only I could understand them. You know, and half of them I couldn't understand. So, you know, the therapy is important, because with the proper therapy and with the proper medical attention, then these kids can grow up to be fine, outstanding adults, but they just need a little extra help.
Chrissy, let me ask you, too, what are some of the myths and misconceptions of Mosaic?
Well, and that's important to ask, because there are so many, you know, but we will touch on a few. The most common myth is that people with MDS do not experience the same things as people with Down syndrome. They do have the same kind of delays. They have the problems with the milestones. They have the problems learning. But it just may be at a varying degree. And you know, they might catch it just a few more seconds faster than the other person, you know, or, well, that's kind of a, really, I mean, you know, a few months faster. Also, because of the percentage of affected cells, they can still experience, like I said, the same health problems as someone with Down syndrome. And then another common misconception is that because people with MDS do not look like they have Down syndrome, then they aren't affected as much as a person with Down syndrome. And the old adage, you can't judge a book by a cover, holds true here. The majority of people with MDS do not have all the physical characteristics associated with Down syndrome, but that's just because the affected cells are not in the area that affects the physical characteristics, and it has nothing to do with their development at all. You can't look at a person and automatically know what's going on in their brain. I personally, I have dyscalculia, meaning that I transpose all my numbers. If it's 75, I might write 57. But you can't look at me and say, oh, look, she has dyscalculia. Oh, my gosh, I'm not going to talk to her. You know,
right.
So,
right.
You know, so you can't look at a person and know immediately that they, you know, have any, you just can't do that. And a lot of people think that people with MDS, they're better off, you know, and that's just, it's not true.
Yeah.
Now, some facts about MDS. Although people with MDS do experience the same kind of delays as people with MDS, in most cases, they do seem to function at a different level. And in an example of my son, Tim, and in Tim's case, maybe in some, in, I mean, he could be like the exception to the rule, but, you know, I think it just depends, of course, it depends on each individual, but Tim never received special ed. He went to regular classes, and he graduated with his class in 2005. In seventh grade, he exceeded the state standards in reading, and he was reading above a college level. In 12th grade, he didn't like one of his grades in his computer graphics class, so he hacked into the school district's computer system, and he changed his grade.
Wow.
it was a proud moment for me. You know, they were all mad, and I'm going, so, you know, like, he has a job here later? Because they couldn't even figure out how he did it. And I'm like, you know, we don't want our kids to do bad things, but that was
really
a good thing he did.
Right. Like, and, when, one time Zion drew on the wall, and I was sitting there, and I was, you know, my instant thing was like, oh, that was a good picture, Zion. But then when I looked, I said, wait a minute, you just drew on you just drew on my wall. So yeah, you proud, but you like, you shouldn't have did that, but that was really good what you did.
You need to just
so
get a frame and put a frame on the wall down there at the bottom where the drawing is, and then you can frame it for him. Isn't that funny? So, you know, it's possible that many do experience the same degree of delays as someone with Down syndrome. However, many people with Down syndrome function at a higher level than those with the MDS. So it just depends on the individual, where those affected cells are located. And, you know, with research, we're beginning to discover many similarities and differences with MDS compared to Down syndrome. And we hope that in the near future, we'll be able to know more clear, definitive answers.
I want to talk about you started an organization called International Mosaic Down Syndrome Association. Why did you decide to start this organization?
Well, when Tim was first diagnosed, I looked everywhere for information on MDS. I read every single book on Down syndrome, and there was like the one little sentence saying, Mosaic Down syndrome is so rare, your kid doesn't have it. That's basically what it said.
Wow.
And I spoke to the Down Syndrome Association in my area. I made phone calls to all the special agencies around, and no one had any information on MDS, and no one knew anyone with MDS. Can you even imagine how lonely it must feel, and it was for me, to have a child with a disorder, and no one can tell you anything about it?
Yeah.
They're like, have a nice day. And so finally, I gave up years and years ago to ever find any information or support. I was like, fine, I'll just do my own thing, and here I am. And, you know, I made it up as I went along. And then, in 1999, there was a big boom of the Internet, which we all love now. And I got online for the first time in my life, and I thought, hey, I'm going to do a search on Mosaic Down Syndrome and just see what I could find. I certainly didn't expect to find anything, but I thought, why not? And then, all of a sudden, I was so excited. I found this brand-new website and the Yahoo support group for parents of children with MDS. It was just brand new. I mean, there was just a couple of people on there, but it was like, wow. And I thought, finally, I'm not alone. And then I began talking with the other families throughout the world, and we decided, hey, let's have a little get-together, because it would have been the first time for families to meet one another that has children with Mosaic Down Syndrome. Unless something weird happened, families had never met another family because it's rare and you're all spread out.
Right.
And so we were like, oh, let's make this little get, you know, we'll have a get together, we'll go to Disney, it'll be great. And so then, as time passed and we talked more and more, we realized we needed more than just this little e-group. And we needed a whole organization that was designed to provide support, information, and research to everyone touched by Mosaic Down Syndrome. And families were coming from all over asking for information. And I knew how alone that they felt because I had been there. And so, with some help from some great families, we formed IMDSA. And it's all just parents, especially when we began, it's just a few parents going, well, how do you start an international support group, you know? We're like, I don't know, but we'll just figure it out and we'll just do it. And we did.
I want to get into some of the, because I don't want to run out of time.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get into some of the programs and stuff that you have going on, some of the activities and
yeah.
projects. One of the projects, well, two of the projects I want to touch on is the Jeans Day and the Mr. Blue Skies project.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's start with Greens Day.
Jeans Day. We're very excited about Jeans Day.
This is going
to be our second time to do Jeans Day. Now, when we say Jeans Day, we're spelling it G-E-N-E, and that's why you say green. Because you're looking at it. Gene as in the genes in our body.
Mm-hmm.
What happens with Jeans Day? On March 21st, World Down Syndrome Day, we are inviting everyone that has Mosaic Down Syndrome and Down Syndrome to be able to, this is an opportunity for you to go and spread awareness in your community. This is your opportunity to let everyone know that what it's truly like for your family to have a child with Down Syndrome or Mosaic Down Syndrome. And we feel that that is very important, you know, because you are in this community. This community needs to know all about you and your family. And because your child's growing, your child's going to be living in this community, and we need the community to accept that child. And so
right.
through Jeans Day, we're going to do this. And Jeans Day is just a really good excuse to wear your jeans at work.
And what is that that date again?
It's March 21st, which is World Down Syndrome Day. Now, because this year, World Down Syndrome Day falls on Good Friday, which is a Christian holiday, many businesses and schools may be closed. And so what we suggest is, okay, your school or business closed, it doesn't have to be on March 21st. It can be, you know, any day, March 20th, whatever you want to do. What we're doing is, and people can go to our website. We have a special site set up. Everyone is making teams, and you can set up your own team page and your own little widget that tracks your donations, and you make your own goal. You go, and we have on our site, we have all kinds of printable flyers. We have them separated just specially for Mosaic Down Syndrome and Down Syndrome. That way you can give this flyer. If your child has Mosaic Down Syndrome, you give them this flyer. If your child has Down Syndrome, you give them this flyer. That way it educates everyone on exactly what Mosaic Down Syndrome and Down Syndrome is.
And what is that address, that web address?
It is imdsa.com.
Okay.
And
okay,
so,
and I'll go to the website.
Exactly. Please go to our website. Click on the Jeans Day link. We are. This is an awesome opportunity. We even have on the site. We have activities for the kids to do in school, and so you can involve your school, and the kids can learn fun. They can have fun little things they're doing, and it's going to teach them that even though a person with Down syndrome or Mosaic Down syndrome, even though maybe they talk a little different or they walk a little funny or they're having a hard time with this or that, that doesn't mean that they're not just like the other kids. That doesn't mean they're not having feelings. So we made a whole sheet for you to help the kids understand that as well.
And what's the name of that? What do they click on when they go?
That would be school activities. It's on our Jeans Day site.
Okay.
And it'd be school activities. And the exciting part of this, our top three fundraisers are going to receive some very exciting prizes. We have gotten, and we even have that listed on our site too, we have got a long list of companies that have donated very cool things for us. We have books about Down syndrome. We have, I couldn't even begin to list all of them, DVDs and CDs and all kinds of fun things. The top three fundraisers will receive all these prizes, and right now the prizes that we have received have totaled over $550 for one person. That's from one team. And so, you know, and that is growing. In addition, for every $25 that people raise, they will receive a Jeans Day T-shirt. We have that, the picture of that T-shirt up on our site. Awesome. One of our members designed the logo, and we're really excited about that. So I invite everybody to this is a great, easy, fun opportunity to tell your community that your child has Down syndrome or Mosaic Down syndrome.
And to spread awareness.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get have a chance to talk about Mr. Blue Sky.
Yeah.
And I had the honor of meeting him over the phone, the guy that
Tom Lee
produced
mm-hmm.
it, Tom. And it's a really great trailer, and I really do. Do you have that available on your website?
Yes, we do.
The trailer
yes,
for that.
We
okay.
Do. Not the trailer, but you can click to their site and look at the trailer. And their site is called MrBlueSkyMovie.com.
Okay. Now,
so,
how did you get involved with this project?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because new things are constantly happening with IMDSA. And whenever someone comes up with a great idea, we just kind of run with it. And one of our members happened to be in New York City with her little girl, and they were walking down the street, and Tom Lee, who is the producer and writer of Mr. Blue Sky, stopped this our member and said, "I want to tell you about my movie." And so he did, and she was like, "Oh, okay," and she went home, and she looked online and saw the trailer, and she sent it to me. And I was like, oh, my gosh, that is so exciting. This is an awesome movie. This
yeah.
movie does everything that we as parents of children with Down syndrome are trying to do. It says, Children, people with Down syndrome are just like everyone else. And that's the message we want everyone to know. They're just like everyone else. They have the same feelings, they have the same wants, they have the same needs. And so in Mr. Blue Sky, which I'm not going to give the whole movie, but you know, a young lady, Ashley Wolf, she has Down syndrome. She falls in love with her childhood sweetheart who doesn't have Down syndrome, and they get married. And it's a great show. And so we talked, they talked to us, they said, how about if you help us sell DVDs? And we said, you know, we really wouldn't mind selling DVDs, and we actually are planning to do that soon. But my thought was, if we only sell DVDs, the only people that are going to buy this movie are parents of children with Down syndrome, which is fine. And we want to give them that message. But don't we want to give this message to everyone, the ones who don't have children with Down syndrome, because that's our target audience, really. And so with working for the past several months, we've been working since, I believe, October on this. We now have Mr. Blue Sky. We're so excited about this. It's going to come out at the AMC Studio 30 Theater at Dunnville in Houston, Texas. And it's going to, the first showing will be February 29th, and it will show all the way through March 6th. We are having a fun reception on March 1st. That'll be a Saturday. We've got all the actors coming out, or most of the actors. I think there was one or two that couldn't come. And, of course, Chaney Clee is a star in this role, and unfortunately he passed away right after the movie was made. And so, you know, we'll toast to him while we're there as well.
Yeah.
But this, all we need, once we, and you know, Yvonne, I know nothing about Hollywood, but boy, I've learned. we need 2,000 people for this week to see this movie, to purchase a ticket and see this movie. If we get 2,000 people, which I don't think will be a big thing. Houston's a big place.
Right.
But if we get 2,000 people, then the movie distributor will distribute it nationwide. That is awesome.
It needs to happen.
I've just
seen the trailer, but based on what I've seen, I really look forward to seeing the movie.
I really do.
And where can they find this information?
It's on our website. If it's not today, it will be by tomorrow. I haven't checked this morning to see if it was, but it will be on our website. Or it will be on Tom's website, the MrBlueSkyMovie.com. And
your website is
IMDSA.com.
Okay.
And the Down Syndrome Association of Houston, I have to mention them because they are hosting this project for us. And we're very excited to be working with them as well. We're hoping to, you know, within their membership, we're hoping to get a lot of people from their membership to come. And they're all excited. We're working together side by side to get this happening. And in addition, another reason why we're excited about it, IMDSA is making an awareness video to let everyone know about Mosaic Down Syndrome. And the producer of Mr. Blue Sky has been gracious enough to allow us to tag our commercial onto his movie at the theater. And we have gotten a great guy, Jason Roberts. He's going to be helping us to produce this commercial. And we're hoping to have it ready for that premiere show. And then, so, of course, you know, we want it all nationwide even for that reason, too, so that everybody can see our commercial.
Yeah.
So we're very excited about that.
And what's the dates for?
February 29th through March 6th. And you cannot pre-purchase the tickets yet, but we do, as soon as they allow them to be purchased, we're going to make an announcement somewhere on our site or whatever. It'll be everywhere. But we do suggest you pre-purchase because they very well may go out pretty quickly. And we want everyone, you know, that's anywhere near Houston to be able to see this. And like I say, March 1st, you know, we're going to have this big reception with all the characters. We're very excited about that.
Would the reception be in Houston, too?
Yes. We're not positive exactly where yet, but, it'll be right in Houston.
Okay.
You should fly on over.
Yeah, I should.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. I should. It's not that far. I'm in Georgia. I'm thinking. Am I thinking about Tennessee? I'll look into it.
Yeah.
I would love to be there.
That'd be fun.
To support the film and to meet everybody too.
Oh,
to
sure.
Meet you again.
Yeah, because it's been a while since we've seen each other.
Yeah. That was, what, 2 years ago?
I believe so, when I was in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Speaking at the National Down Syndrome Congress there.
Yeah. What other information can be found on your website?
Well, there's so much. But we have a great program called Family Connect, where parents and families and individuals, whoever, are able to fill out. We have a nice little application that they can fill out for free. And this will enable us, because like I said before, Mosaic Down Syndrome is so rare. And we want to be able to connect all the families, like per state, per country, per wherever. And so by filling out this form, if they're interested in connecting with families according to their geographical location, or if they're interested in connecting with families according to how old their child is or any medical condition that their child may have, they can fill out that form and we will get them connected in the best way that we possibly can. Of course, we have our membership, and membership benefits. Membership to IMDSA is only $25 a year if people, this just helps us to, you know, further our outreach. So if people want to join IMDSA, they would receive our Mosaic. We have a newsletter called Mosaic World, and they receive our information packet, and they receive entry into our, every other month we have a meeting that we call Ask the Expert meeting. And because we're an international organization, we do that online through a message board system, and they get to ask and talk directly to experts on Mosaic Down Syndrome and ask them, you know, all those questions that they're dying to know. And so we offer that. And then we offer our conference. Now, we have a conference, but it's every other year, because honestly, putting together an international conference is a lot of work.
And I want to ask, too, we're running out of time, but I wanted to ask, too, I know it's that is Mosaic Down Syndrome, but is it also open for other parents that have, okay.
Yes, our conference, anybody that has any form of Down Syndrome, for that matter, any special need whatsoever, would very much benefit from our conference. We have all the same speakers that anybody else would have for Down Syndrome.
Okay.
And we should be announcing where our conference is in the next couple of months.
And for your organization, too, right?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have any closing remarks?
You know, when my son was first diagnosed with Mosaic Down Syndrome, I was very sad and scared and confused, and I felt very alone. And often I ask, why me and why him? And now I know why. If Tim didn't have MDS, then there wouldn't be any information available on it now, not all the information that there is. In my quest for information for myself, I was able to find information for others. And it's a great feeling to be able to speak with all these families and say, finally, I'm not alone. And to know exactly what they mean, because not too long ago, I was in their shoes. Tim often says that he's glad that he has MDS, because without it, he wouldn't be the person he is today. And this made me realize that without Tim having MDS, I wouldn't be the person I am today. I'm definitely a much stronger person than I was 21 years ago, and I'm definitely much more knowledgeable. And I get to meet very interesting people that I can include in my family.
Thank you, Christy.
Mm-hmm.
We're out of time, but as always, it was a pleasure talking to you. And I thank you for all that you do for the special needs community and all the programs and stuff that you're doing. I really thank you. And
thank you.
Thanks for coming to HYH Radio and speaking with me today. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you having me, Yvonne.
Thank you.
All right.
For more information about Christy Colvin, visit www.imdsa.com. And for more information about Mr. Blue Sky, which he'll be at the AMC 30 in Houston, Texas, and the dates are February 29th through March 6th. And you can find out more information and visit their website. That's MrBlueSkyMovie.com. Thank you for tuning in to the Yvonne Pierre Show on HYH Radio. I am your host, Yvonne Pierre. Until next time, be blessed and a blessing to others. Visit us at www.hyhradio.com. Thank you.
No matter who pushes me, I know I'm not gonna let you. I'm not gonna let you get me down. No, no, no. I was meant to fly over hills and mountains, over lakes and valleys. I was meant to fly.